जयन्त्यार्या गुणाज्ञा सारभागिना यत्र संकीर्तनेनैव सर्वस्वार्थो विलभ्यते. Those who are advanced and highly qualified and are interested in the essence of life know the good qualities of Kali Yuga. Such people worship the age of Kali because in this age, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can advance in spiritual knowledge and attain life's goal. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by the great sage Karabhajana Rishi, one of the nine Yogendras. The sage was informing Maharaj Nimi about the people's duty to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to different processes in different yugas. Those who are advanced and highly qualified and are interested in the essence of life know the good qualities of Kali Yuga. Such people worship the age of Kali because in this age, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can advance in spiritual knowledge and attain life's goal. Today we are reading from the instructions of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Sanatan Goswami from the Madhya Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already explained to Srila Sanatan Goswami what is the nature of the soul, how it is part and parcel of Krishna, how it is pure spiritual energy, and how it comes into this material world due to its desire to enjoy, independent of the service of Lord Krishna. And how, as long as we misuse this independence in such a way, the soul has to transmigrate birth after birth after birth through various species of life, of which it is numbered 8,400,000. But the soul is the conscious force within each body. And as Queen Kunti explains in Srimad Bhagavatam, without the consciousness, the body is useless. The consciousness is the all in all. Even a person who is very exalted, very much glorified by men, when his soul leaves his body, that same body which previously was sitting in so many decorated seats and protected in so many ways, perhaps even ornamented with jewels and other decorations, the body is no longer wanted by anyone. In fact, it is something disgusting that is set on fire or put in the ground to dispose of. So the all-in-all of life is consciousness. And as Srila Prabhupada explains, there's only one consciousness, and that is Krishna consciousness. There is no other consciousness, because all consciousness is emanating from Krishna. He is the source of all consciousness. Janma adyasha yataha Mama evamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Every living being, we have all these qualities of awareness and consciousness only because we are part of Krishna, only because we are emanating from Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the source of all consciousness. Srila Prabhupada uses the example that you cannot separate the light of the sun from the sun. We never say shine, we always say sunshine. If we go outside into the bright light of the sun, we do not say the shine has come. We say the sunshine has come. Because we must be aware that this shine is utterly depending on its source, the sun. In the same way, anyone who talks about consciousness is greatly in illusion unless they understand that there can be no consciousness without Krishna consciousness, because all consciousness is emanating from Krishna. And every living entity can only have consciousness because Krishna has endowed us with this consciousness as his parts and parcels. So Krishna consciousness is the only consciousness. But the Maya Shakti, the illusory energy of the Lord, is so powerful, created by God himself, to give independent living entities the opportunity to think that they can enjoy apart from Krishna. Because that is what we want. And therefore, although Krishna consciousness is the exclusive, only consciousness in all of existence, we speak of consciousness, but we forget Krishna. We forget our relationship with Krishna. And in this material world, in this forgetful state, since time immemorial, we have to suffer so many great problems in life. Who could deny, especially in this age of Kali Yuga? But the Lord appears. He personally comes, sometimes through his incarnations and sometimes in his original form, just to remind us of who we are, what is our source, and teach us the process of Krishna consciousness, real life, true life, our original nature. And Krishna has spoken Bhagavad Gita just to give the ways and the means by which anyone who is sincere can come back to that original spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. In every yuga, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga, the problems and the miseries progressively increase. Kali Yuga is the phase where there is so much strife, and as the years go by, it will become worse and worse. And there's nothing anyone can do about it as far as changing the environment. But we can change our own consciousness. That everyone has complete control of. Just like now there are elections and people are so much politically minded, so much hoping and aspiring that one party can defeat another party. But Srila Prabhupada used to tell us, it doesn't really matter which party wins. Whether it's capitalism, whether it is socialism, whether it is communism, whether this party, that party, the fact is we are still in Kali Yuga. It is still of the age of the cheaters and the cheated, and we'll all still have to suffer. In the previous Soviet Union, communism was so prominent, and somehow or other, the whole world was thinking, if only we could eradicate communism, then they will be free and happy. And somehow or other, communism was completely eradicated, free votes, democratic state, and now it's all split up, and practically every part of it is at war with one another. So what is the improvement? By our material endeavors to solve problems, the best we could do is just take the problem of burden on one shoulder and put it on another shoulder. And perhaps we can postpone it for another day. But that other day is soon to come. And in Kali Yuga, it is so intense. There's so much conflict, there's so much distrust, there's so much violence, there's so much insanity. People have become crazy. Who can deny it? And therefore, it is explained in this verse, that those who are advanced and highly qualified and are interested in the essence of life, they know the good qualities of Kali Yuga. In fact, they worship the age of Kali. Rivo. Why do we worship the age of Kali as the best of all yugas? The yuga where there's drought and earthquakes and volcanoes, starvation, wars everywhere, filth and dirt, rats crawling around, roaches all over us. Why do we worship this age? People are so envious and competitive, polluting the seas, polluting the air, polluting the ground, polluting, even you send your child to school just to be polluted. Rivo. Because in this age, the Supreme Personality of Godhead exhibits His supreme mercy, a type of mercy that He does not bestow upon anyone at any other time. He comes in the form of His Yuga Avatar, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to give what's never been given before. The opportunity for everyone to attain the highest perfection of pure love for Krishna simply by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Of course, we know that in previous yugas, the holy name is always effective. It's not that only in Kali Yuga, by chanting the holy names, can you become perfect. But the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, the names of God, is so simple and so sublime that in other ages it's hard to take it seriously because everything is so enjoyable. They have to torture each other. They have to perform severe tapasya, fasting, celibacy, deep 60,000 years of meditation in Dwapara Yuga just to get a glimpse of understanding of the goal of life. Performance of massive sacrifice, which takes years and years, practically your whole life, just to arrange such a sacrifice. And it requires so much wealth, so much absolute technical precision in the chanting of every particular mantra. It's an unbelievable tapasya to perform such a yajna. Or worshipping the Lord in Dwapara Yuga, according to the Pancharatrik system, very perfectly, very punctually. It's a great austerity. And through that austerity, people realize the absolute necessity of taking shelter of the Lord. But in this age of Kali, people are by nature so frustrated, and their so-called happy and pleasures is so short-lived, that they really have the best opportunity, seeing the circumstances around, to just take shelter utterly of Krishna's holy name and chant the Maha Mantra. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has descended in this age in his name, Golokera Premadana, Harinam Sankirtana. From the spiritual world of Goloka, Sri Radharani and Lord Shyam Sundar have descended in the form of this Maha Mantra. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to announce this good news to the world and to bestow the most intimate mercy upon all living beings by personally inviting everyone to chant these holy names. There are so many wonderful stories. When the Lord was just a child in Sri Chaitanya Mangala by Lochan Das Thakur, he explains how the Lord was very playful and so many games he would play with his friends. Sometimes they would play what they called the Harinam game, where the Lord would ask all of his playmates, chant Haribo, Haribo! And everyone would chant
Haribo, Haribo!
But they would chant nicely. And they would all raise their hands and they would all chant very loudly, Hariyo! Hariyo! And they began to dance in circles around Nimai. And they would all be laughing and clapping their hands. And then the Lord would take them each and he would sit down and place them on his lap, his own friends, and when he would touch them, they would become so inundated in ecstatic love for Krishna that bumps would just start grow on their body all over in ecstasy, and they would all raise their arms and call out the holy names, Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
And upon feeling the merciful touch of Sriman Mahaprabhu, they would just begin to dance and clap their hands and laugh in ecstatic love. And one day as they were performing this very pleasant game of Sankirtan, some pundits, Brahmins, they were walking by and they saw the boys chanting and dancing together. Although they were by nature very dry scholars of various scriptures, by studying all the scriptures in the world, you can get a lot of dry logic and a lot of philosophy. But unless you participate in the Sankirtan of the Holy Name, you never taste the sweetness of love, which is the secret essence within the scriptures. It is revealed through the chanting of the holy names. So these pundits, obviously they had been studying the shastras for so many long years of their life and they were so proficient. But when they saw these little children who were not necessarily very highly educated, they were exhibiting ecstasies that were unapproachable by these great pundits. But just by associating with these children, they began to clap their hands and dance. And as they were dancing, they became ecstatic in love of God. And they were all chanting the holy names. And as they were dancing and dancing, they forgot all of their materialistic designations of life, and they were just enraptured by seeing the beauty of the Lord. In fact, Lochan Das explains that as the little boy friends of Nimai were dancing around him, it appeared like intoxicated bees swarming around a honey-filled lotus flower. And this led, the tumultuous roar of the chanting of Hari Hari was so beautiful. It filled the directions, and the travelers on the road that happened to see this wonderful kirtan, these distinguished pundits dancing with little children, and Nimai's beautiful, beautiful golden form directing everyone. All the travelers joined in the kirtan and began to chant, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
And more people were coming. In the Sankirtan of the Holy Name, as we have all experienced, we forget this material world. We become in a reality where there is only the Lord, His devotees, and His name. And everything else ceases to exist in our consciousness. That is actually truth. That is reality. And then the neighboring ladies, carrying pots of water on their heads, they ran to see the fun. And Sachi Devi, the mother of Nimai, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she heard all of this, and she came running to see, what is this? And she saw all these children and all these learned pundits all dancing, and Nimai was dancing in great, great abandon of blissfulness. And she took Nimai on her lap, and she began to chastise the pundits. She said, you learned pundits and Brahmins, you are causing someone else's son to become like a madman dancing around crazy like this. And as she chastised them in this way, everyone just was stunned. They came out of their ecstatic trance, and then they all realized again who they were and where they were. And they were wondering, what are we doing? What have we done? And then Sachi Devi took Nimai home. The Lord induced everyone to chant. Even when he was a little baby, he would cry and cry. And everyone loved him because of his beautiful golden beauty so much that they could not tolerate to see him cry. And he would not accept anything to pacify him except when everyone around would clap their hands and chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. And as the Lord became older, and he officially inaugurated the Sankirtan of the Holy Name in the house of Srivas Pandit, he would lead such beautiful, wonderful kirtans. He and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, their dancing, it is said to be the most beautiful manifestation in the history of all creation. The dancing of Nitai and Gaurachandra were non-different than the original Leela of Radha and Krishna. and their associates in the eternal land of Vrindavan. But so wonderful, because the Leela of the Lord in Vrindavan is so confidential, so difficult to approach in the proper state of consciousness. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, they brought that same Vrindavan Leela, but they performed it in such a way that even the worst sinners like Jagai and Madhai, what to speak of us, we all have complete access to its entrance through the beautiful chanting of the holy names of Krishna. So, the envious people, they would criticize the Lord and his devotees with so many harsh words. But the pious people, they really appreciated. In the evening, only very advanced devotees were allowed entrance into Srivas Pandit's house. And the pious people would think that because of all of these envious sinners always criticizing the Lord, always blaspheming his devotees, because of them, we are not given entrance into this beautiful kirtan. Whoever is given entrance into this house is the most fortunate. But we have no qualifications. But somehow or other, if we just remember the Lord and worship him, Nimai, who has descended as such a great devotee, and we just wait long enough and pray intense enough, then someday he may allow us to come in and join his kirtan. And at the end of the night, as they were just praying and glorifying the Lord throughout the night, when the morning would come, they would go to Lord Chaitanya's house and they would offer him prostrated obeisances, and the residents of Navadvip would bring him gifts of bananas and fruits and various types of leaves and garlands. And the Lord would give them beautiful instructions. He explained that all of you should know that Krishna is the goal of life. Worship Krishna. Chant Krishna's names. Sing Krishna's glories at all times, in all places. That is the real goal of life. And he explained that I will teach you the process. You should chant this form of japa. Day and night, you should always try with a sincere and attentive heart to chant this 16-name mantra, which is the Maha Mantra, the greatest, the most powerful of all mantras in this age of Kali. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. When you rise in the morning, when you're traveling, when you're working, always try to remember this beautiful mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And when you are at home, you gather your family together, your parents, your wives, your children, your friends, whoever will come, and you clap your hands, and you sing together and dance together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Explained. And besides chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I will give you another mantra to sing together.
Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhu Sudana.
Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhu Sudana.
In this way, the Lord, He was so kind that He would put grass between His teeth, and He would humbly, with folded palms, He would beg all the pious people He would meet, He would beg them, please take this process of Hari Kirtan. Be free from the miseries of Kali Yuga and attain the perfection of loving relationship. The treasure of everyone's heart is Krishna. This Hari Kirtan is the key that can open that treasure and reveal to you the highest, most beautiful, and sweetest truths of life. So in this way, practically the whole of Navadvip, and not only Navadvip, but all the villages around, they were all, day and night, chanting the holy names of Krishna, clapping their hands, dancing, and singing this beautiful Maha Mantra. So here, Lord Gaurasundar, Sriman Mahaprabhu, is explaining to Sri Sanatan Goswami, and explaining to all of us that this age of Kali Yuga is glorious. Kalera dosa nide rajan asti heku mahan guna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sanga param brajait. Because in this age of Kali, the Lord descends in His name. And simply by chanting the holy names, even in this environment which is an ocean of faults, one can achieve the supreme perfection of liberation. This age of Kali is called an ocean of faults. Who could deny it? But Mahaprabhu has given an understanding where this ocean becomes a very friendly, wonderful environment. In our daily lives, whatever situation may come upon us, we should not resent the situation. In fact, tathe na kampam sutramikshamano bunjana evatmakritam vipak. Devotee welcomes the miseries of Kali. He understands that it's actually a gracious opportunity to detach oneself from all of the false hopes of material pleasure and attach ourselves to the real hope of the sanctified blessing of the Lord in the form of the chanting of the holy names, the worship of the Lord, and the association of the devotees of the Lord. So if we see in this light, everything becomes positive, nothing is negative. The more crises that are inflicted upon society, the more impetus and intensity we have to take shelter of Krishna, His devotees, and His names. Therefore, the environment is auspicious if we understand what is the goal of life. Therefore, it is very important that we have, according to our capacity, a very deep philosophical understanding of life. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sri Ishopanishad. Our beloved Guru Maharaj, Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has so kindly, compassionately translated the most important and essential of all the scriptures. And simply by studying them, learning this knowledge, we will have a strong conviction of what is truth and how to live within the environment of this age of Kali in such a way that at every moment we are progressing toward the real solutions to the problems of life, progressing to the real blissful condition of our original Krishna consciousness. And of course, Sankirtan indicates very clearly that we require the association of sincere devotees to follow this philosophy. The support and the friendship of Vaishnavas is absolutely necessary in order to cross over this ocean of Kali. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught very simple that there's Krishna's name, there's Krishna's words, there's Krishna's devotees. That's all there is. Everything else in this world is an illusion. Everything else is an impediment. But he also taught the art and the science of how to apply this conclusion to every aspect of our lives. We have been reading every day the Brahmacharis, the beautiful biography of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, of how during the earlier years of his life he was a family man with several children and so many business responsibilities, but how he was always anxious to have kirtan with the devotees. He was always anxious to hear the blessed words of his Guru Maharaj. And therefore, he showed us how to be perfectly Krishna conscious, even while living according to the principles of the responsibilities of our society today. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, in his Grihastha Ashram, also showed us the same process. But never were they illusioned to think that this society had any real value separate from our understanding of its relationship with Krishna, separate from the understanding of how we could utilize all opportunities to serve Krishna. That is the perfection of our life. And that is the great gift that we are all being given. Lord Chaitanya instructs in this beautiful verse of Sanatana Goswami, those who are advanced and highly qualified and are interested in the essence of life know the good qualities of Kali Yuga. Such people worship the age of Kali because in this age, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can advance in spiritual knowledge and attain life's goal. Lord Chaitanya is here quoting Karabhajana Rishi, one of the nine yogendras from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This coming Friday is the most blessed celebration of Sri Gaura Purnima, the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. The Lord appeared in Sri Navadweep Dham of West Bengal, and we would like to invite everyone to please kindly, for the pleasure of all the devotees and for the sanctification of receiving the greatest blessings in life, come to attend this wonderful festival. On the 16th, we will inaugurate the ceremony by following in the footsteps of Sri Mahaprabhu, by performing beautiful Harinam Sankirtan through the streets of downtown Bombay. During Mahaprabhu's tour of the various provinces of eastern, southern, and western India, he came. At that time, it was not called Bombay. It was called Dwaipayani. But it was this very place. We should be very fortunate in our understanding that Mahaprabhu himself personally danced in this very place that we are living, and he induced all of the residents of this small village at the time to raise their arms in the intoxication of Krishna Prema, chanting the holy names. So we are hoping that as many devotees and guests as possible can come, and we are hoping to have many hundreds and hundreds of devotees very gracefully and devotionally chanting through the streets of Bombay. The holy name of the Lord is so pure and empowered with such spiritual opulence that anyone who hears the sincere devotees chanting or sees them performing Sankirtan, their spiritual lives on the path of bhakti will certainly begin. If they see with a mood of appreciation, they will get great spiritual progress. And the next day, throughout the entire day, from Mangalarti till in the hours of the night, we will be celebrating. Many wonderful guests will be here. Some very exalted sannyasis from various parts of the world will be here. They will be leading in kirtan and speaking, and there will be dramas and plays and slideshows and fasting. Will be a wonderful experience. In the morning there will be initiations. Those of you who are getting initiated and desire, if you have nice japa beads, please label them and give them to us today. And then at about 6 o'clock there will be beautiful abhishek for Sri Sri Nithai Gaura Chandra. Then a wonderful lecture on the life of Lord Chaitanya and the significance of his appearance in this world. And then there will be the most glorious arti ceremony of the year. Kiva Jayo Jaya Gaura Chandra Aroti Koshoba Jaga Janamana Lova. This beautiful, beautiful arti ceremony of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is attracting the minds of all living beings in all of the universe. So we will perform such an arti on the night of the moonrise when Mahaprabhu appeared. And the next day, on the 18th, in the evening, beginning at about 6 o'clock, we will celebrate. In the morning, there'll be another initiation ceremony. And then in the evening, there will be Jagannath Mishra Utsav. You see, Lord Chaitanya appeared at the time of moonrise at night. It is explained that he appeared like the full golden moon from the horizon of the womb of Mother Sachi Devi. And the next morning, when the news spread, at that time, to celebrate the coming of this child. It is on the next day. It is explained that all of the principal demigods, they disguise themselves to come and worship the Lord and have his beautiful darshan. And Advaita Acharya's wife and all of the Vaishnavas also came in ecstatic love. And when they came, they saw, here is a child who has all the beauty of Gopal Krishna, but who is manifesting all of this beauty in a wonderful, wonderful golden complexion, Gaur Hari. So that will be Saturday night. And then Sunday, a week from today, during the Sunday feast program, we will continue the celebrations. So everyone, please kindly try to attend all of these wonderful opportunities to worship the Lord. And one very special and prominent guest that has come to celebrate Gaur Purnima with us is the senior-most devotee of New Vrindavan. He's sitting very humbly in the back, so no one will recognize him. But his effulgence is attracting us all. His name is Gargarishi Prabhu. Gargarishi Prabhu, please come. Please make way for him. Haribo. Of all the devotees at New Vrindavan, Gargarishi has been there the longest. He came in about 1970. Haribo. Please. It is our custom. When you come to the foreign land, you must accept the customs. He's been a devotee since 1970. That means 25 years. And this is the first time in his entire life he's ever come to India. And he's performed so many years of great tapasya at New Vrindavan. No matter what has happened, he's always with great conviction and steady determination served their beautiful lordship, Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra. And in recent times, when there was great crisis in the community, more than anyone else, he was very firm to preserve the sanctity and the future of the New Vrindavan community. You all have met his wife and daughter, Mudakari and Madhurya Leela. You remember that fair complexion girl that stood taller than all the rest of us? She's been here twice. It is Gargarishi's daughter. And his son is also here. Where is son? Stand up. His name is Kichari Das. Servant of Kichari. Haribo. And he's one of the most blissful Krishna conscious children in all of the Western world. You will see when you get to know him over the next few days. But Gargarishi and I have many long years of friendship together. That went back many, many years ago in 1973. He was a brahmachari at that time. And in this old house, the original New Vrindavan part, I was the head pujari and taking care of cows. I would milk the cows and herd them with stick, and I would worship the deities, and he was the head cook. So the two of us, it was just the two of us living in a little kutir on a mountain, taking care of cows and worshiping deities together. But then somehow or other, he accepted a higher service, which I was not eligible to receive. He got married. And he performed wonderful services. And later on, we were both together co-head pujaris for Radha Vrindavan Chandra. And we would spend the whole day just worshiping the deities together. So he is one of our dearest and oldest friends in Krishna consciousness. And he has much realization and wisdom, which he will certainly share with all of you. So let us welcome Gargarishi Prabhu to Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. Gargarishi Prabhu ki. And also with him came Bhakta Jeremy, who is an aspiring disciple of His Holiness Sri Bharasana Maharaj. So let us welcome him to Radha Gopala. And you may remember from last week, Sanatan Dharma Prabhu. We introduced him last week. He has also come from New Vrindavan. So let us welcome all these New Vrindavan devotees very loudly so that they really can experience how joyful we are that they have blessed us with their kind association. So, Gargarishi Prabhu, please. Please speak some words. Not those words, some other words.
Radhana Swami Ki Jai! Hari Bol. Actually, Maharaj obviously went on to the higher service. He's doing so wonderfully here. We just came from Mayapur. It's such a wonderful atmosphere if you're Mayapur Dham. But when I walked into the temple here, there's this incredible, wonderful, ecstatic atmosphere that personally I have not experienced since I've been back to New Vrindavan. I think actually it's more wonderful. And I've only been here about an hour or so. But that's the proof of Radhanath Swami's potency and care and love for all the wonderful devotees here, the beautiful deities. And I'm very grateful. We are all very grateful to come in your association, and if there's some little service we can render, please engage us in your service. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Kichari Das, would you like to say something? Hare Krishna. So, translation? No, you stay.